Vance Action here again, folks, and my first words is the title, Lights, Camera, Me. Now don't hate me because the camera loves my pores.
For the last time, there are no cameras!
Hey, you guys hear that? It sounded like the bitter ramblings of a permanent unknown. Ugh. Now let's talk about the supernatural. Let's talk about something, guys, another haunty stuff. It's important we steer clear of things like evidence or authenticity and focus our attention on my diamond hard jawline and the sound being created by my staff, I mean ghosts.
Cut it out already. Do the intro after the commercial break that we actually agreed to do. Can you handle that?
Okay, folks. Raven and I myself have descended the dimly lit staircase to the now abandoned basement where the craziest patients were held and are currently on our way to the mattress room whose bulky metal door has been left wide open for us by the hospital staff. We think.
This is really spooky, Vance. The lights keep flickering overhead, and I swear I hear the sound of metal chains clanking behind us.
Really? Is there anyone here? If you are, please speak to us. Let us know who you are. Let us help you.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That sound. Oh, Wicca. It's coming from the mattress room. Sounds like creaking floorboards.
Great. Let's go check it out. We're walking up to the mattress room now, and yikes.
I thought you said they cleaned this place out.
They did. I checked it out before we started recording the show today. It was empty.
And now that's there. Somebody must be playing a prank on us.
Well, this is a strange turn of events, folks. Sitting in the middle of the concrete floor of the mattress room is the actual fabled mattress. It's tattered, flattened in the middle by what looks like a human body imprint, and is covered in bloodstains.
$5 says that Skip got Wybie to help her put that there.
They were with us the entire trip over. No, this is not a prank. This is an actual manifestation of a spectral mattress. Raven, look at it with your magical third eye and tell us what you see.
Its aura. It has an oily sheen, like purple and black to it. It looks like it's a fetish, a magical item that someone attached to their soul so that they can do magic. What the hell? Vance, this is freaking real!
Of course it is.
No, I'm being serious here. I'm not acting. This is real magic. I can't be here. This isn't right.
Hey, this isn't funny. Let us out. We're trying to work here.
Vance? The mattress is standing up now.
What? I have to get a video of this. Here, stop playing with that puzzle box and hold the mic. I'm getting out my phone. Thanks. Okay, folks, what you are seeing here is a genuine phantasmagoric materialization in the flesh. Raven, ask it some questions.
Who's there? I can see you behind the mattress. Come out!
There's no one else here, just us. Look, I'm walking all the way around this thing. See? Nobody.
No, there's someone there. He's standing right behind you.
Where? I don't see you.
Because, oh my god, this is f***ed up, and I didn't... In the name of the Father, the Mother, and the bushes and the trees, amen. Okay, guys, I found a utility closet down here, and am currently hiding in it. I'm trying to get Skip to answer the walkie-talkie, but I think I'm out of range.
Use the box.
What?
Solve the puzzle box. Open the gates of hell. Let us out. We'll save you.
What are you?
Angels to some, demons to others.
Shit, works for me.
Hurry before Julia finds you. Use the code to open the box and decipher the message.
What code?
This one.
Wow. So now there's letters made of blue light on the closet wall here and strange symbols above them written in black marker. The symbols are on the box. I guess this is what she was talking about. All right, hold on. Let's see here. Okay, the word is C-O-M-B-I-N-E. Combine. P-A-I-N, pain, W-I-T-H, with P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E, pleasure? What the? Combine pain with pleasure? Okay, hold on. There's a few more words here. S-E-R-V-E. Serve. O-V-A-L-T-I-N-E. Ovaltine. C-O-L-D. Cold. So, altogether, the code is combine pain with pleasure, serve Ovaltine cold. Wait, seriously? These are the magic words needed to open a portal to hell? WTF barbecue sauce!
Yes, it has 150% of your daily vitamins and minerals. Drink your Ovaltine and your soul will be damned for all eternity.
Holy Anton LaVey, a portal to hell is opening up. I can tell by the vibrational frequencies. I can see someone. No, wait. There's two people walking away from me? Y'all, I'm over here, guys. Hello. Hey, wait for me.
Did you guys hear that?
Yes, it's the voice of
pure evil.
Okay, Bill, you're up.
Bill here, in room 262, with YB, our intern, who is currently setting up our EVP monitoring system and strategically placing microphones around the room. I'm standing near the wall where the entity is reported to have been seen.
Okay, they're all set up. Now what?
I'm gonna test the old wires in the walls for ambient electricity to see if it's been causing people to hallucinate. And we already checked the natural gas line in the building with the meter. There are discernible signs of a gas leak which could cause people to experience auditory and visual hallucinations, which is probably what is happening to Raven. And Vance, I guess, too, right now. Isn't that exciting?
You said this place was clean. I can't be inhaling natural gas. It would kill me.
Well, anything could kill you in a large enough dose, kid.
Thanks. Is that an earthquake?
No, no. Look at the walls. There's lights coming through the cracks in the mortar between the bricks. A crack is forming in the wall and slowly widening.
How exciting. Maybe it will eat me and end my misery.
Folks, we're currently looking at a fully formed, phantasmagorical thingamabob entity. It's a deformed beast that looks like a dire mole rat with pink, wrinkly, gross skin, a fish-shaped head, and a face and a curled tail thing. It's currently running towards along the corridor that has been opened up into this room. It's upside down, midair, with its hind legs pushing off the side walls. Quick, get the camera! It's getting closer now. It's almost to the opening. Wait, what's this? The creature has disappeared right before my eyes. Now there's four figures standing at the end of the corridor, being led by some pale guy with what appears to be nails driven into his head, all over, kind of like a pincushion. Hey, excuse me, can we get a statement here?
Oh no, don't go in there. You might die or something.
I'm just gonna get them to speak with us, so that we have it on record.
I guess the bondage club is closed because they're here, dressed in bondage gear and carrying sharp metal torture instruments. I don't think they want to talk.
Don't be silly, of course they do. Who would want to talk to us? Here they come now. Excuse me, sir, ma'am. Can you spare me a moment to talk to us?
The puzzle box. You opened it. We came.
The box?
Your hands didn't cause it. They are innocent. Where's the box?
Oh, that box. That must be the thing that the bum gave to Raven. She's downstairs in the basement with Vance in the mattress room.
Hey, don't shove me.
They left. This is amazing. If only you could be here to see this for yourself, folks.
Bill, look at the wall behind you.
Holy crap, it's here! It's really here! Ladies and gentlemen, we have visual affirmation of the skinned man apparition. He's lying prone on the floor, reaching up with a bloody shaking hand, and is now writing on the wall with his own blood. It says, "Drink your Ovaltine?" This is a joke or something, right? The skinned man is shaking his head, no. Okay. Now he's sliding across the floor, pulling himself up with his arms, leaving a trail of blood, and heading back into the portal in the wall. Well, there you have it, folks. Even the damn souls of hell say you need your daily dose of vitamins and minerals. So, drink your Ovaltine, kids. It now comes in three delicious flavors. Strawberry, chocolate, and black licorice.
Are you seriously using this moment to read off a commercial from a paid sponsor? Ugh.
Why, of course. What better time than now? Drink your Ovaltine, kids, or the Cenobites will come and tear your soul apart.